Reading Rainbow is back, sort of. The original public TV series won multiple Emmys and a Peabody Award.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high.
The new version is called Reading Rainbow Live, an interactive event, streaming live this Sunday on the platform Looped. And this time around, though, LeVar Burton will not be hosting. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has more.
Hosted by a handful of 20-somethings, Reading Rainbow Live will have music, dancing, and games. One of the pre-taped segments is a song called Great to Create.
And oh, what inventions await. You tape and glue and you'll see what you can do to make a wagon, a planet, whatever you want.
Viewers will be able to interact with the cast, says creative director Amy Galliano.
We have an opportunity through Looped Live to have kids pop in from home, sort of like a souped-up Zoom party.
Sunday's event is produced by WNED, the same PBS station behind the original Reading Rainbow that ran from 1983 to 2006. Nancy Hammond is executive vice president of Buffalo Toronto Public Media, which oversees WNED. She says this reboot will not be broadcast.
Kids generally don't sit down in front of a television to watch TV at an appointed time. Kids are watching content on mobile devices. They're streaming it on their tablets.
Something LeVar Burton figured out 10 years ago.
I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm here to introduce you to our new Reading Rainbow app.
And here's where Burton's relationship with WNED was more of a dark cloud than a rainbow. After the TV show was canceled, Burton signed a licensing agreement with WNED to develop digital products like the app. Then he launched a Kickstarter campaign under the banner Bring Reading Rainbow Back. The campaign raised more than $5 million, far exceeding its goal.
We have raised enough funding to bring the Reading Rainbow experience to Android, mobile phones, Roku, Xbox, as well as thousands more classrooms.
But the folks at WNED were not happy with that. They sued Burton for contract and trademark violations. They claimed he created new Reading Rainbow episodes and talked to Netflix without their permission. They even took issue with the fact that he was still using the catchphrase,
"But you don't have to take my word for it."
Legal battles continued for some 2 years. Ultimately, they settled. As for the Kickstarter campaign, it's not clear how all of the money is being used. Burton started Skybrary, a digital library of books and videos, which today is operated by the nonprofit Reading is Fundamental. And he's got a podcast called LeVar Burton Reads. Burton declined to be interviewed. Meantime, WNED is excited to bring Reading Rainbow Live to a new generation with a new theme song.
The Reading Rainbow Live, the story's just beginning.